פרגרב ועל כן יש דבורים חשובים שאין להם ביטול משום חשיבוסם. Now you'll understand also why there's another class of things that do not become botel, and that's those items which are choshuv, they're important or they're significant, which cannot become botel no matter what quantity of kosher you have against it. Kegoin chaticho horu'uya l'schabed. For example, as it says in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Aleph, if you have a piece of food that's large enough, that's substantial enough, that you would offer it to a guest, it's something that you would show, it would be considered respectable to put that on the table, that's also something, if the non-kosher piece was that big, it does not become nullified, even if you have 100 times or 1,000 times as much kosher against it. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki kol hanefoshois shoroshom bekovoid, because all souls, all spirituality is rooted in kovoid, the kisei kovoid, the throne of Hashem, and also rooted in kovoid, in honor. V'al kein habitul shel kol hoisurim al yidei bechinas hakovoid. And that's why when we want to nullify something that's forbidden, we do it through kovoid. Al yidei shenizkaptsin chelkei hakovoid shel hanefoshoi shebetoich roiv hoheter, through the many souls that represent respect, kovoid, that are found in the kosher food, getting together, linking up together, because that's how bitul baroiv works, as we mentioned in the previous, in one of the previous paragraphs, based on Torah Kuf Pei Aleph in Likutei Moran, that when you have a group of souls that get together against a particular soul, they can nullify that soul completely. They can wipe out that soul in a sense. So Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to kosher and non-kosher, here also, it's the souls, the kovoy that's found in the kosher, in the large quantity of kosher, that gets together, it unites, in order to nullify the soul that's found in the non-kosher. Alidation is kaps and chelke ha-kovoy chelam efosho b'toch roi v'heter, ki zeh b'chin es bitla roi v'kanal, ki kein mefurosh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, simen kuf pe'alef, because Rabbeinu Zal explains this in Likutei Moran Torah kuf pe'alef, שההסגברוס שמסגברן הרויב על היוחיד, על ידי ההסגשרוס, הוא על ידי חלקי הכובד שמסקפצים. That when a majority gang up against an individual by uniting, what's uniting? The חלקי הכובד are uniting. ששום שורש הנפושס, which is where their souls are rooted. The souls are rooted in כובד. עין שום, look over there in Likutei Moran Kuf Pei Aleph. V'zehu gam kein koyach habitul al yidei bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. And this applies also regarding the ability to nullify the non-kosher in food through shleimus loshna kodesh, as we mentioned. Ki shleimus loshna kodesh hu bechinas hanefesh, hu bechinas hadibur. Kanal kam apomim. Because when we speak about Shleimus Haloshen Kodesh, that's associated with the soul, which is associated with Dibur. We've mentioned many times in the past, Nafshi Yotzo Bedabroi, that when I speak, my soul comes out in my speech. That the speech, the words of speech, and the letters of the Aleph Beis are all souls. So we say that there are 600,000 souls, letters in the Torah, corresponding to the 600,000 souls. Shehu b'chinas kovoid, which is the concept of kovoid, b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, kabed es Hashem mehoincho, give respect to Hashem from your wealth. So we see again, we see the association between kovoid and this hoin. Kemuvo le'el b'hilchois toiloim, as was discussed earlier in the laws of worms, hilchos toiloim haloch aleph. So the nefesh is rooted in kovoid, the dibur is kovoid, and wealth is also kovoid, Rabbeinu Zal says here. Okay. V'zeh b'chinas bitul ho'isur b'shishim. And this is why we have this law that you can negate, you can nullify the unkosher if there's 60 times as much kosher. Shehu gam kein al yidei hiskaptsus chelke ha'kovoid b'yachad. It's by the different portions of kovoid that are found in that kosher item uniting together. Bechinas, as we mentioned earlier, the pasuk shishim hema malachos, that the number 60 represents malchus. Bechinas melech hakovoid, and we know malchus is synonymous with kovoid. Ki hakovoid hu bechinas nefesh, because the kovoid is associated with the nefesh. The Jewish nefoshos come from the kisei hakovoid, from the throne of Hashem. Bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh, v'zeh bechinas samach kanal. That's this concept of 60, that when you have this ratio of 60 times as much quantity in the kosher as the unkosher, then it means that this kosher is a major unit of kovoid. It has that malchus, that shishim hema malochus, that kovoid, that has the ability to negate whatever kovoid, whatever souls are found in the isur, in the unkosher. V'al kein, and therefore, when the piece of non-kosher is so large that it's something that you would show respect to a person by offering it to them, ein lo bitul, then that piece cannot become nullified, even if you have 100 times as much, 1,000 times as much. Ki hanefoshos shebo isurim hein bebechinas nefilas hakovoid. Because the souls that are found in the unkosher item, they represent the kovoid that has fallen into the sitra achra, into the wrong places, into exile. And we mentioned earlier that when the kovoid, the portions of kovoid that are found in the kosher, when they get together and unite, they have the ability to nullify the unkosher. Hainu, shemachnien yinikosoi michelek hakovoid shionak mikoidem. They're able to cut off the power to nourish, the power to draw, from which this isur, from the portions of kovoid that this isur was drawing from. Aval kishahat chaticho shel isur ru'uya lehiskabed. Whereas, when the piece of non-kosher is large enough, it's substantial enough, that you would be showing respect to a person by offering it to them, nimtza shehem yoinkim chelek godoil me'akovoid, then that means that this unkosher piece is drawing in a serious way from kovoid. At shezois, it has major kovoid. At shezois hachaticho bi'atzmo ruya l'skabed, to the point where this piece is substantial enough, it's respectable enough to show respect to a person by offering it to them. And it's for this reason that it's difficult to help that non-kosher in any way, to be able to be machmia, the negativity in it, the non-kosher in it. Me'achar shehizgabru betoikev godol, because of the fact that this non-kosher is so substantial, it's so big a piece, it's a large piece that's big enough to give respect to somebody with it, so it means that this piece has kovoid, it has substantial kovoid to it. And therefore, v'yeshlem yeniko gedoyla, it's drawing in a very serious way from kovoid. Al kein iev shelavatlo besamach v'le b'shum bitul. That's why you don't have the ability to nullify it, even if you have 60 times as much, or through any other method of bitul. Once the isur is a kovoid, it's a chunk of kovoid, then it can't be nullified anymore. And this is why our rabbis were very specific when they wanted to say that this particular item can never become nullified. They said, afilu be'elef loy botel. Even if you have 1,000 times as much kosher, you can't nullify the unkosher. Why did they happen to choose that number 1,000? As the Gemara says in Be'ah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, ki elef hu bechinas madrego hu elyoina shebebechinas malchus anal. Because the number 1,000 is the highest level within malchus, within leadership, kingdom, government. As we just read in last week's Parsha, if you recall in Parshas Yisroi, where Yisroi was advising Moshe Rabbeinu how to set up the government of the Jewish, a governing body of the Jewish people, and he said, and he told him to make Kiyesh Sore Alofim, Vesore Meois, Vesore Chamishim, Vesore Asorois. There are those who, there are leaders of tens, of fifties, of hundreds, and of thousands. So we see the highest level of leadership is called a Sar Ho'elef, a leader of thousands. Kemuva de Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 56 in Likut Imran, Nimtza Shebechinas Elef Hu Madrego El Yoina Mikulam. So we see in the Torah, the highest unit of measurement in Malchus is thousands. V'al kein omru afilu be'elef loy botel. And this is why our rabbi said that if the piece of non-kosher is chatichel haruy l'skabed, if it's a substantial piece, even if you have 1,000 times as much kosher, it will not become nullified. Ki ein lohem shum bitul. Because the rabbis were trying to show that this piece cannot become nullified, you know, as it is. And the main thing depends on when this significant item is complete, it's whole. Whereas if it got cut up into pieces, for example, if you originally had something that was a pound of meat, let's say, or a kilo of meat, and then you went ahead and chopped it up, or you made chopped meat out of it, or you chopped it into smaller pieces, then or you either you cut up the chatichor l'skabed or the barrier. You had a complete organism, you had a complete grasshopper, let's say, and you went and it got chopped up. Azai hemiz batlin. Once it gets broken up, cut, chopped up, then even if the entire thing, the entire unit fell in, but it was chopped up, then it would be able to become nullified. Ki ikar tokfom al yedei shenisachtin chas v'sholom be'iskashrus begush echod. Because their main power is when they're united, when they're one, they're mamish one piece. That's when they have their major power. She'oz koshelachniyam. Then it's very difficult to subdue them, to humble him. Ukemuvan midivrei Rabbeinu Neryor. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Samach Zayin, be'inyan hiskashrus chelkei hakovod, where he speaks about the uniting, the bonding together of different portions of kovod. Ki pizur lorishoim hanolohem. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph makes a statement that separation for Rishoim is a benefit to them. Ki ikar hachnoas hora shel hashivim l'shoinois hu laharchiko miagdusha shubchinas achdus b'chinas shleim slashna kodesh. Because one of the main ways that we're able to bring about the downfall of the evil of the 70 nations is by making them far away from kedusha. And another word for Kedusha is one, or oneness. Hashem Echod, the number one, represents Kedusha. Bechinas Shleimus Lashon HaKodesh. Bechinas Sofo Echos Udvorem Achodim. As the Pasuk says that originally when Hashem created the world, all the nations had one language and one type of speech. So they were able to communicate with each other. Kama Shapirush Rashi, Sofo Echos, Bilshoin HaKodesh, that originally everyone in the world spoke one language. Which language? Lashon HaKodesh. V'zeh Shekosv, and this is why it writes there that when they tried building that tower, that tower to go up to heaven to do battle against Hashem, and Hashem knocked it down, and Hashem confused them. He changed their languages so that they couldn't understand each other, and it was called Bavel Kisham Bolal Hashem Svasav, because that's where Hashem mixed up the languages. Umishom Sham Bolal Hashem Svas Kol Haaretz. That's where Hashem mixed up their languages, and from there he spread them out all over the world. Because in the beginning, when all of those people got together and they united during the Doir HaFloga, as it's called, those were the people who tried building that tower to heaven. They wanted to destroy the world. Through the fact that they united in a very serious way, and that gave them the ability to draw energy from Loshna Kodesh. All the people in the world shared one language. Therefore, their downfall and the subduing them was brought about by Hashem taking away from them the language, that single language that they all shared. And then they became dispersed, they became separated, because they no longer had that language that bonded them, that united them together. Therefore, when you have this substantial piece of meat or whatever it is, and it gets cut up and separated into pieces, and you no longer would offer it to a guest, to somebody respectable, it's no longer large enough to offer to show respect to somebody by offering it to them. Because the main effect of kovoid is when the different pieces of kovoid are all united in one place. Just like when we speak about, for example, when you talk about a respectable show of people. If you have one person here, one person over there, you know, that's not considered respectable. It's when you have 50 people in the room, or you have 1,000 people in the auditorium, or you have 50,000 people in that one stadium, that's respect. That's showing respect to the event or to whatever it is. Ki shoyresh ha-kovoid hu bebechinas achdus kanal. Because kovoid is rooted in oneness. So therefore, one aspect of kovoid is, the effectiveness of kovoid is, when it's all together, when it's united, when it's as one. V'alkein me'achar shenifredo bebechinas pizur lo shem kanal. Therefore, when the kovoid became separated, as the pasuk says, separation for Rishoim is a good thing, azay yesh koyach levatlo lachnir yisur kanal. Then we do have the ability, we do have the power to destroy and to nullify the Isur. Paragraph Zayin, V'alkein ein moyel bitul baroiv kiem kisho Isur nov anod. Avu kishu kavua bimkoimoi ein lo bitul. Kamo yishom Rabbi Senazal. Kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadomi. Amazing. We just had this expression in the Gemara yesterday. We had it in a different Gemara in Baba Kama. Rav Nosson Zal's quoting this now in Likutei Halachos, coming from a different place in Ksubas. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, you'll understand one of the rules, another major rule in Kashrus, that when can a non-kosher item become nullified, can become kosher? Only if it's movable, if it's in transit, in a sense. Whereas if it's fixed in place, then it cannot become nullified. The famous example, one of the famous examples that the Gemara gives, the Gemara says, "Kol kavua kemech tzamech tzadomi." If you have 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling non-kosher, and a question comes up regarding meat that came from those stores, so a person would say, what's the big deal? Majority rules. You have 9 against 1. We could assume that it came from the kosher store. The Gemara discusses that depending on whether the meat was already taken out of the store or not, depending on different factors, if the non-kosher is in an established permitted in an established position, if it's fixed, then even 1%, we consider it like 50-50. Even if it's 1 against 9, like we said, 9 kosher stores, 1 kosher store, we consider it like 50-50. Kol kavua kemech samech tzedami. Kikishahu kavua bimkoimoi ozhu chazak biyoter. Because when the non-kosher is fixed in its place, it's rooted in its place, then it's much more powerful than when it's in transit, when it's in motion. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Navi, Kapitel Memches, Sha'anon Moyov Minourov. The nation of Moyov was at peace from their youth. Ubagoilo Loiholach. They never went into exile. They never had to leave home. Alkein Omad Tamoy Boy. Therefore, they retained their strength, their power. Ki ikara hachnosoi hu bebechinas no vanot tiboretz. Because the main hachno of the sitrachra, the main way that we humble and subdue and lower and do away with the sitrachra is through wandering, through drifting. No vanot, like Hashem punished Cain when he murdered his brother Hevel, Hashem said, from now on, no vanot tiboretz. You're going to have to wander all over the world. You're not going to have a place. You're not going to have a home. Bechinas umishon hefitzom Hashem kanal. As we saw earlier by the Doer Haflogo, that when they tried to unite, to do battle against Hashem, Hashem changed their languages. Each one of them spoke a different language suddenly, and that's how Hashem spread them out. Hefitzom, no home. They're spread out all over the place. They're wandering. Kigam isurim hachashuvim she'eno mizbatlum. Because so too, those unkosher items which cannot become nullified, like a beria, a complete organism, or a chaticha ruya liskabed, kiro'um rabbeisenu zalgam kein kavua. Our rabbis in the Shulchan Aruch refer to them as fixed. They're fixed items. They're kavua. Kemuva b'Shulchan Aruch, as the Beis Yosef says in Simen Kuf Yud, Ayin Shom, kihein bechino achas. Because both of these are the same concept. Kikeshehem mekushorim yachad ukvuim bimekoimom azai koshel achniyom kanal. Because when forces of tuma unite, when they come together, they become one. And or if they're in a fixed place, if they have a home, they have a place, they have a center, then it's very difficult to be machniya them. It's only if they're not rooted in a place and they're not united, then it's much, much easier to defeat them.